This morning, our retreat is on Ramakrishna's instructions to his disciples. Ramakrishna's teachings, Krishna's teachings, Buddha's teachings, Christ's teachings are not ordinary teachings. Ordinary teachers, guru, they give instructions. But Sri Ramakrishna, Krishna, Buddha, Jesus, they are avatars. They can see human minds. They can give religion. Ordinary teachers teach religion, preach religion. They cannot give religion. Swamiji mentioned Sri Ramakrishna's touch can transform life. They are not ordinary teachers. Swami Turiyananda said Sri Ramakrishna never said anything which he did not practice thrice. When you read Yoga Sutra of Patanjali, remember, those sutras have been experimented and verified, then they are taught. When you read the Bhagavad Gita, you see, human beings have two basic problems. First, we are deluded, confused. We do not make a decision what is right, what is wrong. Second, we have fear. All human beings live in fear. Patanjali says in his Vairagya Shatakam, Bhogi Rogavayam Kule Chutikayam, if you have too much enjoyment, fear of disease. Lot of money, fear of the king or robber. If you have prestige, fear of losing prestige. If you have beauty, fear of losing beauty. If you have body, fear of death. In every respect in human life, there is fear. Vairagya meva bhayam, only renunciation alone makes one fearless. Bhaktivedanta says. Swami Vasudevananda asked Turiyananda, Maharaj, kise shanti hai? How can I get peace in my life? Turiyananda said, practice this one, like japam, vairagyam eva abhayam, renunciation alone makes one fearless. So, Ramakrishna is uttam vaidya. Good teacher, and he knows my medicine will work. Sri Ramakrishna's many teachings are lost. We are very grateful to him to record some in the Gospel. Swamiji mentioned in Belur Math rule book that all the instructions Sri Ramakrishna gave to each disciple should be recorded and preserved in the monastery. But it is not done. So what happened? Some disciples talked what Sri Ramakrishna told them. And some disciples didn't. What happened? Those disciples talked, their to the devotees, to the monks, in the private conversation, are scattered in many places, in the magazines, in the books. I had a desire to collect them. So I prepared that book. We brought some copies, this novel, Ramakrishna as we saw him. In that book, we tried to collect all the reminiscences of the Jariji Sarvas and tried to preserve them. Ramakrishna as we saw him. We lived with the master in Dakshineshwar. Sri Ramakrishna taught me. In this way, that book, some we will get. And some, of course, are in the gospel, in the divine play, you will get some of those teachings also. You will have to understand at that time there is no tape recorder, no other recordings. But the disciples memorized, remembered those things. Swami Brahmananda, he did not record. And he spoke very little about Sri Ramakrishna. At the same time, he had so many information. Thus many things are lost. Ramakrishna's teaching is truth. Ma kakhonoi mukdi mithya bolanni. The mother never spoke any untruth through these lips. So when you read the gospel, when you read the teachings of Sri Ramakrishna, you please remember, yes, everything is true. Anyhow, today I shall tell you some of the highlights of Sri Ramakrishna's teachings to each disciple in brief way. You know, this session and in the evening class, and there will be another session, so that you can get some glimpses of Sri Ramakrishna's way of teachings. Swamiji, you know, read quite a bit, so just few things about Swamiji you will have to know. You will have to understand Swamiji was a Brahmin. He joined in Brahma Samaj. He signed his name, the Brahma doctrine. We shall never bow down to any Hindu gods and goddesses. We shall never, never, never worship any Hindu idols, images. You see, the Brahma concept of God is just like Christian concept of God. No form, but with qualities. God is formless, but God has qualities. Omniscient, omnipresent, all-powerful, all-merciful, everything good is God. That is the Brahma concept, the imitated, the Christian concept of God. Swamiji believed that. And Swamiji was brought up with Western education. The main theme of Western education is do not accept anything without evidence. Proof. You say something, prove it. That is the attitude of Vivekananda. When Christopher Richard mentioned, when Vivekananda was transformed, converted, the whole Western world was converted. Because he was the representative of the Western world. Science and reason. Prove it. He came with that attitude to Sri Ramakrishna. It is extremely important for you to know. This person does not believe in so-called in the gods and gods, but at the same time he is a great seeker of truth. So what happened? He went to many places. Nobody could answer this question. He went to Tagore, Rabindranath Tagore's father, Devendranath Tagore. Have you seen God? Do you know what Jiji replied? Your eyes are very beautiful. You practice meditation. He couldn't answer. And he was the head of the Adi Brahma Samaj. You see, Brahma Samaj, Adi Brahma Samaj, Keshav Sen came out from the Adi Brahma Samaj and built Bharatiya Brahma Samaj. Again, because of his daughter was married to Kuchbihar Maharaja, they made a rule that no girl should be married before 16. But his daughter's marriage was 14 or 15. So Vijaya Krishna Goswami, Shivanath Shastri came out. So they built Sadharan Brahma Samaj. And he brings Navavidhan Brahma Samaj. So there are the various denominations of Brahma Samaj, you see. So Swamiji was a member of Sadharan Brahma Samaj. There he used to sing on Sunday, the opening song like this, closing song. Swamiji was there. Anyhow, so he came with that attitude with Swamiji, with Sri Ramakrishna. What did he say? Yes, I have seen God. And I can show you. Then Sri Ramakrishna touched him. This house, everything was vanishing and vanished. What are you doing? What are you doing? I have father, I have mother, I have home. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Then immediately Sri Ramakrishna rubbed his chest and brought back to the world in his mind. You will have to understand, this question was raised to Swami Sivananda. If Ramakrishna was God, one of the characteristics of God, three things. Srishti, Sthriti, Pralayo, Karta. He creates, he preserves, he destroys. Did Kuch Ramakrishna do that? What is that he used to do every day? He touched Swamiji, the world disappeared. He touched Swamiji, world appears. He could banish the world in a moment. And he can create the world in a moment. So, that is Vivekananda. Then, Vivekananda is not an easy person to accept anything. He was talking about Vedantic truth. Sab Chaitanya Jore Royeche. Everything is saturated with that Brahman consciousness. Swamiji, he was smoking with Hazra. Goti Brahma, Bati Brahma, pots and pans and tumbler, water, drinking glass, all are Brahman. This is all nonsense. He was smoking and killing all these things. In the southern veranda outside Sri Ramakrishna's room. Sri Ramakrishna came out. What do you say? Boom! He's just asked him. What happened? Swamiji, in this book and other book also I mentioned what happened to that touch. Swamiji graphically described. He went home. His mother was serving food. He saw that his mother consciousness. Rice, vegetable, dal, all consciousness. He cannot eat. His mother was telling, you have some disease, go to the doctor. Then you came out from his house, the Hedua. That way, now is Adarjan Bagh. There's a, near Swamiji's house, there's a lake. Yeah. And so Swamiji went there, and there's an iron railing around the lake. He was bumping his head. This is Brahman. A bus was coming. He was thinking, why should I move? Bus is also his Brahman. That happened. 3 days he was intoxicated. He mentioned these things in his biography. What happened to that touch? Training. Sri Ramakrishna knew this boy will have to carry the message of Vedanta. So training continued. these rishis of the Upanishads are not a smoke drive, what is called hemp smoker. You know, some people think, ah, oh, they are hemp smokers, these rishis. What do they know? They only told the truth from their experience. Then Swamiji lived this non-dualistic experience of Brahma. First hit. Hello, why don't you read the Advaita, what is called Astavakra Samhita to me? That book talks only about non-dualistic Brahma. Oh, sir, I do not believe all this. Yeah, I am asking you to read to me, not that you will have to believe. Training started, Vivekananda's training. He was so proud of his brain and his strength. He was a genius. Then what happened? Father died. Pitiable condition at home. There is a big, great, big debt. Then his uncle created a put in litigation. Terrible situation, Swamiji. Starving, he fainted. I detail in this book, God lived with them, you will find. I put a brief way, but if you want to know details of Swamiji, read Swami Vivekananda by the Eastern and Western disciples in two volumes. That is the most authentic biography. So what happened? Swamiji came to Sri Ramakrishna. You know, at that time, during the British period, a graduate, he could not get a job. It's his mother's play. Mother wanted he must suffer. Otherwise he would not be a great teacher of the world. If you want to be a teacher, you must know what suffering is. So, suffer. Starvation, fainted. Finally, and he was born with a large heart. Came to Sri Ramakrishna, Master, sir, could you do something for me? I know mother answers your prayers. Could you pray to the mother for my family? Oh, I cannot do all sorts of all those things. Sir, you do it for me. You have some love for me. Of course I love for you, but I told mother to remove Narendra's these financial problems. But mother told me that you do not believe in my mother. That is the reason you have this problem. Sir, I do not know your mother. Oh. You do not know my mother? Today is Tuesday. Tuesday and Thursday, these are two auspicious days, you know. Tuesday and Saturday. These are the two Mother's Day. If you go to the mother, whatever you will ask, my mother will give to you. And you knew Sri Ramakrishna Bhakshiddha. Ramakrishna only speaks the truth. So, he went. What did he ask? Five things. Ma, gyan dao, bhakti dao, vivek dao, vairagya dao, abhad darshan dao. Mother, give me knowledge, give me devotion, give me discrimination, give me dispassion, and uninterrupted vision. These are the five things I want from you. Second time, he came back. Second time, same thing happened. Third time, am I so mean that she is Rajeshwari, the mother of the universe? I am asking, hey, could you give me a little toothpick? You know, like that. A little money, this they are toothpicks for me. He could not do it. Then he came back, sir, you did some tricks. You changed my mind so that I could not pray. You did some tricks on me, sir. You'll have to do something. I cannot bear. My mother, my sister, one of his sisters committed suicide. My two brothers, they have no food. What to do? No, sir, you'll have to do something for me. I won't let you go. then do not Thakur said, ja. মায়ের ইচ্ছায় তোদের মোটা ভাত মোটা কাপড়ের অভাব হবে না। বাই দি গ্রেস অফ দি মাদার ইউর ফ্যামিলি উইল নেভার সাফার ফ্রম প্লেন ফুড অ্যান্ড প্লেন ক্লোদিং। দেন হোয়াট ডি রামকৃষ্ণ ডু, হি টট হিম এ সং, মা ত্বং হি ধারা, তুমি ত্রিগুণ ধারা, পরাৎপরা দুর্গমেতে দুঃখ হারা, তুমি সন্ধ্যা, তুমি গায়ত্রী, তুমি জগধাত্রী গোমা, তুমি অকুলের অকুলদাত্রী, সদাশিবের মনোরমা। দ্যাট সং ঠাকুর টর্চ স্বামীজি হোল নাইট হি স্যাম। দেন টুয়ার্ড দি এন্ড অফ হিজ লাইফ হি ফেল অ্যাসলিপ অন রামকৃষ্ণ ফ্লোর। ইন দি মর্নিং সাম ডিভোটিস কেম ফ্রম ক্যালকাটা, শ্রী রামকৃষ্ণ ইজ এক্সাইটেড, হেই চিনো নরেন্দ্র কালি মেনেছে, নরেন্দ্র কালি মেনেছে, নরেন্দ্র বিলিভ নাও ইন কালি। He used to criticize himself, those are all disillusion. You are Narendra Kali Manasi. It is a great victory for Sri Ramakrishna. Do you know why? Because this man will carry his message. He should not be one-sided. Otherwise my message will not go right. How Thakur trained you? When you read these things, you can feel it. How this great Vivekananda was transformed. What kind of training Sri Ramakrishna gave to him. And actually that thing happened. Swamiji's mother was well taken care of. Next thing which we find that is the Ramakrishna mission. শ্রী রামকৃষ্ণ ওয়ান ডে বসে নামে রুচি জীবী দেয়া বৈষ্ণব বসে বোন ইহা বিনা ধর্ম নাই শূন্য সনাতন। ইট ইজ ইন চৈতন্য চরিতামৃত। নামে রুচি টেস্টিং দি নেম অফ গড, জীবে দয়া কম্প্যাশন ফর হিউম্যান বিইংস, বৈষ্ণব সেবন সার্ভিং দি ডিভোটিস, দিস থ্রি থিংস আর দি মেইন অ্যাসপেক্ট অফ মাই রিলিজিয়ন। দিস ইজ কল্ড রিলিজিয়ন, chanting God's name, compassion to the poor people, and serving the devotees. This is the dharma. Chaitanya told his disciple Sanatana. Sri Ramakrishna heard it. Jivitaya, serving compassion to human beings. Who are you that you show compassion? Only God can do that. Jivedayana, jivogyane, shivogyane, jivoseva. It is not compassion to the people, it is serving human beings as God. Bas. Swamiji heard it. It is in Sri Ramakrishna's bedroom. He came out in the northern veranda, outside, and told his friends and other monks, today, I found a new light in the Master's words. In future, if Master gives me strength, I shall execute, I shall try to introduce these teachings, and that is called practical Vedanta. Serve human beings as God. You see, Mother Teresa came in 1976, she created a slogan, you know, hunger for God, and I see all human beings like Jesus. Hare! American people are, you know, they get excited very quickly. Oh, Christ, something new. I was then in Hollywood. Then I told American people, what do you mean? Open the Gospel of Ramakrishna. Almost in every page he is shouting, yearning, Bakulata, 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 yearning, longing for God. It is not Mother Teresa's things. Look. And second thing, look, all human beings as Jesus. It is not Christian doctrine, dogma. You people are sinners that they teach. ঋষি ইনি চেয়েছে রামকৃষ্ণ বিবেকানন্দ, ওই মাদার টেরিসা অফ ক্যালকাটা। তুমি ভালো ইউজ কিন্তু পাপ দেখিয়েছি আমার ভিতর না অষ্ট সিদ্ধি কিলবিল করছে, এইচ কাইন্ডস অফ অকাল পাওয়ার্স আর বাবলিং ইনসাইড মি, ডু ইউ লাইক টু হ্যাভ দেম? স্যার উইল দে হেল্প মি টু রিয়েলাইজ গড? নো নো নো, বাট হোয়াট ডু ইউ উইল ডু? ইউ ক্যান শো মিরাকলস। আই ডোন্ট নিড দ্যাট, ইফ আই ইফ নেসেসারি ইউ মি ইট উইল হেল্প ইউ টু ডু ইউর ওয়ার্ক। নো স্যার, লেট মি রিয়েলাইজ গড ফার্স্ট, ফরগেট ইট। শ্রী রামকৃষ্ণ ওয়াজ সো প্লিজড। Could you imagine if somebody offers all eight powers to you and you can walk over the water, you can show anything, you can disappear, you can anima, mohima, logima, prakamma, all powers will come to you. You can be a millionaire in a minute, you will not have to work. No, sir. Sri Ramakrishna was so pleased that this boy is a genuine seeker of God and truth. Then Sri Ramakrishna transmitted power towards the end and he came, sir. Do you know what happened? He went to the Calcutta University with money to pay the fee for his final law examination. What am I doing? From the counter he ran away. Over the Kashipur road he came to Sri Ramakrishna. In Kashipur at that time he was in cancer. Sir, could you do something for me? What do you want? Nirvikalpa samadhi. The man who is going to pay the examination fee of the law examination, he ran to Dakshineshwar. তুই আগে বাড়ির ব্যবস্থা করে আয়, ফার্স্ট ইউ অ্যারেঞ্জ ইউর ফ্যামিলি ম্যাটার, দেন ইউ টু ওয়েট ওয়েট স্যার, ইফ আই ডাই টুমারো? শ্রী রামকৃষ্ণ লোক থাকি মাসে, you will get tomorrow. And that happened. He had Nirvikalpa Samadhi. What a training Swamiji went through. And what faith. You know, I tell you frankly, to create a new religion, you need a handful of people. Those who have love, those who have passion, and those who sincerely believe. That Sri Ramakrishna did a handful of young people. And they created. In Baranagar March, Swamiji was eating, you know, in a kochur pata, and his throat is biting. You know what did he say? You will see, our names will be recorded in history. Hunger in the stomach, and that man is shouting, our names will be recorded in history. You know, really, when we read these things, we get so much inspiration, I cannot tell. Now, first Sri Ramakrishna scolded him, that I forgot to tell you. Hina buddhi, you are so mean, so selfish. You are seeking your own liberation. I thought you will be a huge banyan tree. Under your shade, people will get rest. And like a selfish person, you are asking your own liberation. Shame on you, fie on you. Swami just called it. generally guru helps disciples to realize God, their guru is telling, forget it. He knew his mission. He knew that he has come with a mission. So that is the brief I told you, just few highlights. There are so many things to say about Swamiji. Just I told you. Next is Swami Brahmananda. Brahmananda is actually was a companion of Krishna in the previous life. You will have to understand, this avatar does not come alone. He comes with a group of people who will carry his message. He can train them, those who will understand them. They are not ordinary people. He saw Kamala Krishna, he was dancing on the lotus. Sri Ramakrishna had a vision. Ma, he Vishnu Jagdishinga katha bolte bolte mukh jwale gelo. My lip mouths are burning, talking with the worldly people. Could you bring a spiritual person for me with whom I can talk? Uish. Rakha. Brahmananda ki. Training began. He was married. Sri Ramakrishna's five disciples are married. Brahmananda,
Yogananda,
Shivananda, Advaitananda. I think four.
Gopal,
Advaitananda. Advaitananda, Shivananda, Advaitananda, Shivananda, and Yogananda, and Brahmananda. Four of them are married. Sri Ramakrishna demonstrated. Some people think, I am married, I have no hope. Some people feel that way. Look, my disciples are all married. I made them Brahma Gyani Ishwar Koti. He can do anything. Instruction began. Look. Have you seen grass pot? My guru Totapuri used to say, if you clean every day, it will shine like gold. If you do not clean, there will be stain. You have seen it. Sometimes it becomes discolored. Then, so morning and evening, every day, meditate. Sri Ramakrishna's instruction. You know, sometimes in spiritual life, depression comes. We call it, even Christian theologians call it dark night of the soul. Mm. Not that every day we get good meditation. Some days it depends upon your mind. Good meditation comes when the mind is full of sattva-guna. If rajas, restlessness, tamo, dullness. So, this it is all play of the gunas. What happened? He had depression and planning to leave. You see, Sri Ramakrishna is omniscient. He can read what is going on in your mind. What is the matter with you? Come here. You stick out your tongue. Sometimes middle finger, sometimes this finger. He would write a mantra on your tongue. Go. Depression is gone. Sir, I am not getting any vision. So one evening, Brahmananda went to Kali temple, meditating in front of in the Nath Mandir. All of it. Thakur also went to the Kali temple, and he went to his room, and then Sri Ramakrishna used to send these disciples in different places for meditation. You go to Kali temple, you go to Shiva temple, you go to Vishnu temple, you go to Panchavati, you go there. He would spread his disciples all over Dakshineshwar. It is really amazing. how Sri Ramakrishna trained them. Hey, I see, you went to for meditation, why did you come so quickly? I sat there, all of a sudden the light came from Mother Kali and engulfed me. I couldn't bear it, so I ran away. You are complaining that you are not getting any vision, now you cannot get a vision, you cannot understand it, what can I do for you? Train. Shh. Hey, Rakha, what is the matter with you? I cannot see your face today. I see a deep cloud over your face, what is the matter? Did you do anything wrong? He was thinking wrong means, you know, if I had any kind of lapses, sex, or I steal somebody's money or something like that. No, sir, I did not do anything wrong. No. I cannot see your face. Think about it. He said, yes. Well, chit-chatting with my friend, I told a lie, which was not true. Just see, that is the reason I cannot see your face. Speak the truth. The little Lord Shri Brahmananda used to give instruction. Practice two things. Purity and brahmacharya and shvatta. These two things. Bhaja, Sri Ramakrishna Brahmananda used to tell. And seeing the way, Sri Ramakrishna will demonstrate. One day he told that I shall go to Jodhumallik, I shall see you. He forgot. Sri Ramakrishna forgot. Then at midnight, before he went to bed, he remembered that he told Jodhu that he would go to see him, but he could not go. So he told Brahmananda, like the Kerosene lantern, I'll have to go to Jodhu's place. When we went there at midnight, they closed the door and, you know, they went to bed. So Sri Ramakrishna could not, he called them, nobody answered. So he pushed the gate and he put one leg inside the gate and said, "Hey Jodhu, here I came." And this young boy, you will have to understand, they're all 18, 19 years old. I kept my truth. How Sri Ramakrishna demonstrated. This is for training. And that insignia penetrates inside the mind of the disciple. The moment it's truth, oh, my guru demonstrated what is called truth. I'm just telling you, when you will read Sri Ramakrishna Vivekananda, the literature, sometimes watch what is going on. A lot of drama there. You can visualize. Another day, Master, I have lost. He's come. You have lost? Come. He wrote another mantra. Master disappeared. I remember one day Prabhupada went to Swami Brahmananda, or Hollywood Swami. I was with him for 5 years. He asked Maharaj, "I have some lust, what can I do?" So Brahmananda said, "My boy, struggle. I can take up your lust right now, but your life will be very dull. you better struggle." Another day. Look at the way of training. In the bus, he was going bus, he found somewhere there a rupee or some coin was on the street. He took it and gave to a beggar. Came and told Sri Ramakrishna. But Sri Ramakrishna scolded him right and left. "Why did you touch money?" Do you know what Sri Ramakrishna says? "Tui mach khabi na machir bazare jabi keno." If you do not want to eat fish, why will you go to the fish market? "Why did you touch money?" "Sir, I didn't know, I gave away to the..." "No! Training. Little things. Then he taught him. Do you know how to evaluate human beings. Brahmananda learned, Sri Ramakrishna taught him, because he knew this boy one day will manage the whole Ramakrishna empire. Then he said, Rakhal Rajbuddhi, he is just like a king, he can manage a whole kingdom. You have to understand, he did not finish his school. Among Sri Ramakrishna's disciples, only two are graduates, Vivekananda and Vigyanananda. Nobody graduated. Swami Sharadananda and Swami Ramakrishnananda, they are all intermediate. And one or two matriculates, and all of them did not finish school, dropouts, boys. And they are spiritual magnets. They are the world teachers. And Latu Maharaj is about a zero education. Thakur used to tell them, you know, Narendra says that I'm a nirakkhur. Nirakkhur means unlettered. But I am not unlettered. I learned the alphabet. And I can sign my name. But Narendra thinks I do not have no education. Sir, you are illiterate. I have not come here to learn anything from you. That is good, that is good. I am not able to talk. Just see this garden, Rashmani's garden. And do you know what happened? That Vivekananda came to Sri Ramakrishna and asked, Sir, do you have any medicine so that I may forget what I have learned? The Vivekananda was proud of his intellect. He came to Sri Ramakrishna. He told him in California, Swami, we love you so much because of your vast intellect. Madam, you are foolish, you are stupid like me. My guru hardly could sign his name, but I am not fit to unloose the thing of his shoes. Hardly he could sign his name, but I am nothing compared to him. If you read Swamiji and Sri Ramakrishna, you can feel what is called true religion. That Brahmananda became the head of the whole Ramakrishna order. Another day, from every morning, from Krishna temple, Mishri and Makhun. Mishri, rock candy, and Makhun, butter, would come as a prasad. One day, Maharaj ate it. Thakur said, I didn't eat it, and before that you eat it, you were so greedy. You were so One day, Sri Ramakrishna told him, Hey Rakhal, could you massage my feet with a little oil? Sir, I cannot do all those things. So he took the oil bottle and threw it and took it and ran away. He went up to the Jodhunath Bodhi's house, that just outside the gate, and he could not move further. Then he came back, when he was angry, just ki jete parli, could you go? I put a mark there. You cannot cross that mark. And they said, Rakhal, in one evening, could you give me a little massage? Sir, no, I cannot do this. Ji, I am a holy man asking you, just give me a little massage. You see, always remember, when Sri Ramakrishna gave me massage, that means, do you know what that means? At that time, he will transmit power inside you. That is the tricks. He does not care whether you massage him or not. So, do you know what happened? So, Maharaj was seated on the bed and massaging. All of a sudden, they found like an 8-year-old girl with red border cloth entered Sri Ramakrishna's room and encircled his bed a few times and then marched into Sri Ramakrishna. Then Sri Ramakrishna was lying down and said, Ki Rakhal, Shadu Shevar Phal Peri. Rakhal, did you get the result of serving a holy man? in Madras something. Maharaj was so funny sometimes. A monk came and was complaining, Maharaj, I am meditating but I am not getting any result. Result in sense, in English, we call it fall. Fall means fruits. So that boy was meditating, Maharaj asked his attention, hey, could you go and put an apple in front of him? That brahmachari was meditating, you know. when he came, Maharaj was telling, keep all peace. Have you get the result? Maharaj is something so funny. Sri Ramakrishna could do, you know what he could do? He, as you, perhaps you have seen dough or clay, you can squeeze it and can give any shape you like. Sri Ramakrishna could do human mind, he could do and take your mind and he can squeeze it. He can squeeze your mind and can give any shape. You can make a prophet, he can make anything he likes. That's Swamiji said. Kadar moto chotkate bhatten. He can take a human mind and he can squeeze it. He can make the impure, pure, pure, impure. He can do anything he likes. Ordinary people cannot do that. Then Sri Ramakrishna passed away. Swami Brahmananda was practicing sadhana. At that time, Vijay Krishna Goswami, Brahma leader, told Maharaj, Sri Ramakrishna gave him all his spiritual treasures, still he was practicing this kind of hard austerity. Why? His answer was fantastic. He said, when your father dies, what do you do? You first go and check the bank account, how much money he left, home, real estate, stock, bond, whatever he left, you evaluate. Pita Rushwarju, when father parents die, that is the way you check. So Sri Ramakrishna passed away, what spiritual treasures he left, that I am evaluating. If you do not do tapasya, practice of spirituality, you cannot know what treasure you got. Only a jeweler understands the value of jewelry, not the eggplant seller, as Sri Ramakrishna said. That is Brahmananda in brief. Then Swami Yogananda. His home is in Dakshineswar. I went to his home in 1962, during his centenary time, 61 or 62. He was a Brahmin boy. He used to come to Dakshineswar to pick flowers for their worship. And he saw Sri Ramakrishna, thinking that he was just like another gardener. He was coming from a very aishwarya family. And one day he was asking, could you help me to get some flowers? Sri Ramakrishna picked some flowers and gave to him. So he used to practice his Gayatri mantra. Then he read some Brahmo paper and came to know about Sri Ramakrishna. He came. Sir, I have lost. What shall I do? Tu shakal shandai hattali diye harinam kar. Instruction, how to get to your last. Morning and evening, hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, hari bol. You do. Thousands of people say hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, are you lost free? Hey, Ramakrishna doesn't know. We Dakshineswar, we Panchavati, there is a Brahmachari, Hatha Yogi, he knows. So, 뭐 이쪽에 화들 저기 is home is close by, so he went to the hotel yogi. So he came back and Sri Ramakrishna saw him with the hotel yogi. Hello, are you here? He was a little embarrassed. Come with me. He grabbed his hand and took him to Dakshinesh, to his room. You know, if you do all the neti dhoti, all this hatha yogi business, your mind will be on your body, not on God. And then he gave reason. A yogi sat under Ramakrishna, one of my friends, he is a professor of mathematics, British. He used to say, I love Ramakrishna for two reasons. First, he never speaks anything which is irrational. Second, if anybody comes and brings a problem, he says, sit down, listen to a story. He tells a story and solves the problem. That is the two reasons I like Ramakrishna. He is expert in solving problems. I am a math professor. My job is to solve the mathematical problem. Ramakrishna is expert. Anything comes, sit down, listen to a story. He tells a story, problem goes away. So, here, Sri Ramakrishna gave a reason. What is the reason? A yogi was meditating under a tree. And in the evening, all birds came back and they are in their nest and they are making all noise because they are seeing their children, and they brought some food. So the whole happy family, they are making a lot of noise. It was dark evening, they are making noise in their nests in the tree. The yogi was very much disturbed. He made some noise. So all birds flew away. They are not supposed to fly away. It was dark. They returned to their nests. Out of fear, they didn't run away. So my boy, if you make noise, God, spiritual noise, spiritual sound, in the mind, which is all worldly sounds, lustful thoughts are rotating, jumping, the spiritual sound counteract it and they go away. And only at that time the spiritual sound. What science is this? You can counteract one by the other. Suppose you have a very soft music. Did you see, sometimes I hear what some black people, they use their car in the jazz music. So powerful, even on our Skinker Boulevard, I had to put finger on my ear. So powerful music, boom, 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 that jazz going on. So sound counteracts the sound. That how rationally Sri Ramakrishna told you. You will have to believe it. See, you cannot argue with Sri Ramakrishna. And Swami, I was working with Swami Sarvadananda. Do you know what J.J. said? We could argue with the Master, but we cannot argue with Holy Mother. You cannot argue with Holy Mother. So that is one lesson. Next, he got married. His parents forced him to get married and he was thinking, my life is gone. My guru always says, Kamini Kanchan Maya, lost and good Maya, no hope for me. As you remember, Sri Ramakrishna forced him to, in a way brought him to Dakshineshwar. Do you know what Sri Ramakrishna said? If you want to realize God with wife, that I can do. If you want to realize God without wife, that also I can do. You bring your wife one day. He brought his wife. Sri Ramakrishna took them. you will find in this new book, Reminiscences of Ramakrishna, there he told this story to Kumud Bandhu Sen, that I translated. In this new book, Ramakrishna is showing him, there are five new reminiscences I added. Yogananda, Shubhadananda, Ramananda Sundar Bhakti Tirtha, then one Ghosh, Navin Ghosh, Nivaran Ghosh, and Trilokkonath Dev, one Brahma. Five new reminiscences we added. Anyhow, there he said, Sri Ramakrishna took them to the Kali temple. Later on, his wife became a nun. He took away worldly desires from her mind. And Swami Yogananda is Ishwar Koti. Ishwar Koti means, always remember, Ishwar Koti means akin to Godhead. Akin to Godhead means, come in, come in, come here. Sit on the couch. So, he can do anything he likes, you see. He can change. That he did. Another thing, quite often we quote, be a devotee, but don't be foolish. Bhakta hovito bhoka hovikam. He went and bought a, what is called a iron, cast iron cooking pot, like pan, you know, that kadai. And it was a crack. And he bought it, believing on the shopkeeper, the owner of the shop. And he did not check it. He said, Uncle, what is this? When you, in village, I remember, you know, when we used to go to buy some earthen pot, we used to hold it in the hand. We used to hit it. If it's a tung, 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 that means it is good. And if it's a dab, 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 that means that is bad. So, pressing these things are we villagers. If you are born and brought up in village, you know how to live in village. So you did not check it, so return it. Bhakta hovito bhokhavika. He did not, I trusted him, I trusted. Don't be foolish. That is a good lesson. Next, guru, doubting guru. One night he was sleeping in Sri Ramakrishna's rooms, and at midnight he got up and found Sri Ramakrishna not in his bed. He was thinking, where has he gone? He saw his, that garu, that earthen pot which he used to go to carry for answering the nature, call of nature. So, Garu is there, everything is there. Then doubt came. Does he secretly go to his wife at night? And in daytime he gives long lecture on renunciation. Today I shall see. If he comes out from the door, nowhere. Goodbye, Guru. Then after a short while, patash, 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 you know, sleeper sound came from the Panchavati side. It was not full moonlight, half full moonlight, and saw that Yogananda was standing in front of the Nahavata. Hello, why are you here? You did not sleep? He says, sit down, because you cannot hide anything from Sri Ramakrishna, you can't read one. Then, bish. Sadhuke dine dekbi, rate dekbi, tabe sadhuke vishwas koribi. Those are all exact words of Sri Ramakrishna. Very well, very well. Watch a holy man at daytime and night time, then trust him. If it is another guru, you rascal, you doubt me, get out from this place, you know. You show his temper. Now, what a greatness of Sri Ramakrishna. Watch a holy man at daytime and night time, then trust him. And Nitya life, Yogananda became a first disciple of Holy Mother. Mm-hmm. And how he served the Holy Mother. In Mother's book, I put one of the caretakers, I wrote in details about how Yogananda served Holy Mother. Then one day he was coming from Calcutta and somebody criticized Sri Ramakrishna, oh, he's a hypocrite, this and that. He protested mildly, but nobody listened. So he came back and he told Sri Ramakrishna, what? He criticized me and told all lies and you did not, he said, the scripture says one should kill the guru, you hate the guru or leave the place. So he was too mild. Sri Ramakrishna wanted to rouse him. And same thing happened, you remember, Niranjanananda, when he was coming, some people are criticizing Sri Ramakrishna in the boat. He just went in the side and said, I shall sing this boat right now. And I shall kill all of you. He started to row the boat, you know, in the middle of the Ganges. He knows swimming. I shall kill all of you. You criticize my guru. And when he came and told the Sri Ramakrishna said, Re Ragna Chandal, your anger is so bad that, you know, those people should be punished, but not the boatman. That is the way he makes his living, by rowing the boat and serving people. What is this? Out of anger you are trying to do this thing? Sri Ramakrishna scolded him right under. How Sri Ramakrishna teaching varies from person to person, you see. You know, it's just really, I tell you frankly, I really enjoy the show, how it is going on. When you read the Divine Play, you will see the show, how this Ramakrishna is playing. It is really a Divine Play. Tui koto khash? How much food do you consume at night? Sal, atsher, moida ruchi khai. Half a 1 pound flour bread I eat. Oh, and potato curry and other stuff. I don't need you as my attendant. You go home, eat there and then come serve me. I cannot afford so much food. Thakur was so interesting. I cannot afford so much food. And he did so much austerity, later almost killed himself. He died at the age of 38. He was born in 1861, died in 1899, 38. Austerity. Psh. Another day. Sri Ramakrishna was very restless. It was a Kali Puja night. Prasad did not come to his room. Prasad, Sri Ramakrishna was very restless, moving around. He said, what is the matter? Prasad has not yet come. This and that. Then he put his own slipper and he went to the office and told the manager, what is the matter? From Rashmuni's time, all his prasad came first to my room. And still, prasad has not yet come. The puja is over. And this Yogananda was thinking, Master is still that, you know, he's a temple priest. He's coming from a rich aristocratic family. He's still so small-minded and looking for a little prasad. He does not eat, he gives away. And still, he's so mean, small-minded, only thinking about prasad. So what are you thinking all those things? Sri Ramakrishna did not answer him. Then manager says, sir, it is forgotten, we forgot. We are sending the prasad to your room. Then he came back to his room and sat on his bed. Sri Ramakrishna and Yogananda is on the floor. You know, from Rashmuni's time, from the very beginning of Kali Temple, all his food came to my room. And I distribute that food to the devotees, those who practice spiritual disciplines. And those temple priests now, they have some mistresses, they carry food to the prostitutes. But if that food comes to my room, Rani Rashmani will get some virtue. That is the reason. How considerate Sri Ramakrishna is there. The founders who founded the Kandakshinisha Kali temple, she will get the virtue. If that food comes to my room and if the devotees eat that prasad. Then you see, Sri Ramakrishna's every action has a deep meaning. Deep meaning. He never does anything without meaning. Those things we see in Sri Ramakrishna's life, training. Another time, when he was sick, Sri Ramakrishna used to drink some lemon juice. So he used to bring, and every time he used to take. But one day, he could not take it. What is the matter? You check. There is something wrong. That garden was on lease, and that lease was over. So when he brought it, it was theft. How Sri Ramakrishna's life was connected with the truth? It is theft. Their lease was over. It was going to the other. But so he brought that lemon from the same garden, he could not take it. And they found it. My goodness, master life is based on truth, and truth alone. Swami Niranjananda. He was working as a medium. Hey, jeja chinta pare, sheta shatta pare. Day and night, if you think about ghost, ghost, spirit, 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 you will be possessed by ghost. And if you think about God, God, God all the time, you will be possessed by God. Niranjan, come here. Then one day, Thakur wrote a mantra on his tongue. 3 days, ajap ajap. 3 days, 3 nights, he was continuously repeating the mantra. Could not sleep. Then Sri Ramakrishna again touched him, then again he became normal. Then he said, listen, if you do 99 good to human beings, one bad, he will remember the bad one. And if you do 99 bad to God, one good one, God will remember the good one. That is the difference between God and man. Then Niranjananda's anger story I already told you. Self-control. Tiki khas. I see here you eat a lot of ghee. That is not good. Be careful. Sri Ramakrishna would watch their disciples. Then when he was in Kashipur, Sri Ramakrishna could not go to the bathroom for bath or so. He brought a hot water, a big, it is not a bucket, it is a vessel, hot water. He carried on his head and brought it. Why did you bring so much hot water? Sir, how shall I know that how much water you need for your bath? So, you take as much as you can, sir. Then one day Niranjan was, one day it happened, did I tell you that story in Kansas City? One day I was in Kansas City, my mind was not working right. So do you know what? Did you see Sri Ramakrishna's right side collarbone? Mm-hmm. So I meditated on his collarbone. Do you know how did they meditate? When he was suffering from cancer, his whole body was emaciated, only skin and bone. Just think, you know, 1 year before, do not eat food, only a little bit farina pudding, a little water, this and that, a little milk. He was emaciated. Go see his death picture. So I was thinking, so Niranjanananda was seated and he was watching his guru. Shh. This is my guru. His skin and bone. Dying. He was very sad and depressed. Then do you know what Sri Ramakrishna said? Sri Ramakrishna understood what is going on in his mind. He said, Niranjan, you see, if anybody sees me in this condition, that person will be liberated. He will not have to practice any spiritual disciplines. Will be liberated. But do you know what will happen? This body will not last long. So Niranjan was immediately took a bamboo pole, you know, stick, and sat in the gate, and he won't allow anybody to see Sri Ramakrishna, so that my guru will live long. No newcomers are allowed. How much? So, you know, then when Niranjanananda, that story, that incident, and Sri Ramakrishna lying down in bed, do you know what happened? 15, 20 minutes, my mind was glued with Sri Ramakrishna, just watching his collarbone. That story came to my mind. And immediately absorbed. That is called Sri Ramakrishna's Angodhyan. Meditation. How to live with God. In that book, the first chapter, if you read, towards the end, I wrote, how to meditate on the Ramakrishna's body. And recently I wrote an article, Sri Ramakrishna's Gunodhyan, meditation on the qualities of Ramakrishna, 47 pages. It will come, our editor was telling Maharaj, we are trying to put that article in the puja special of Udbodhan. But it's 47 pages, it will, in printing, it will take nearly 24 pages. Generally, they don't give more than 6 pages, you know, to the authors. He will occupy 24 pages. Okay, you can continue it, you know, this issue, next issue, you can continue it. But generally, puja is special, they want to give the whole thing. Another thing, Niranjanananda's story, that one evening, some disciples of Niranjananda and other disciples, they are planning to get some date palm juice. Generally, in winter time, that is a very soothing drink. So they are planning to go that way to get it. And Sri Ramakrishna, bedridden, cannot move. He saw an angry cobra was under that tree. And these boys are going. So he, just like a shooting star, he ran over the steps and went there. And then Holy Mother saw him. She lived near that gate, near the door, you know, in his room. Kashipur. Again, in the short time, again Sri Ramakrishna went back to his room. Then Holy Mother came upstairs. Hello, why did you go? Oh, you have seen. Then he said, then Sri Ramakrishna said, the cobra was there. If these boys would go, that cobra would bite him, bite them. So I asked the cobra, you please leave this place, my boys are coming. You go, 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 go. So I asked the cobra to move out from that place. It happened to me. And that khejur gach, that date palm tree, they preserved it. It is in the lying down on the, standing in Kashipur in that room. One. what kind of faith and love they had for their Guru. Shall we stop now or what?
Yes, Maharaj.
Shall we stop now? Then our next session will be when?
6:30.
6:30. That's good. Our 6:30. I only covered 4 G's. But it is really interesting. Each story, each episode has very deep meaning. Some of the disciples also we shall talk. Umasatoma sadgamaya, tamasoma jyotirgamaya, mrittorma amritangamaya, aviravinmayedi, rudrajate dakshinamukam, dinamam pahi nityam, om shanti shanti shanti. Lead us from the unreal to the real, lead us from darkness to light, lead us from death to immortality, light us through and through, and guide us evermore with thy loving presence. Peace, peace, peace be unto all.